Is this thing on? I see a little blinking green light, so I'm assuming I'm good. Greetings. Salutations. Hello. I don't know. Well, I guess since this is the first recording of this, I should kind of explain what's going on. I've been abducted by a higher alien life form who apparently really likes anime. Now I have to comb through animes and recommend which one of those I think they should watch. I'm sending this across the galaxy so that I guess all the members of their species can hear my recommendations. Apparently, they've already gone through like Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, the Big Three, all the real popular ones. If you can hear this on Earth, could you please send help? I don't know where I am, but hopefully someone who's decently smart can do something. I hope. Well, I guess in the meantime, I'll do what my alien overlords expect of me until help comes, or they let me go. Screw it. If this is what's going to happen, then I guess I'm going to make this my own thing. Let me try something. Intelligent creatures of all species, welcome to Plot Armor Plus. I like that. I just came up with it right now. If you watch anime, you know what that is. Anyways, since this is the very first episode, I suppose I will do the first anime I really got into. Now, it's not the first anime I've ever seen. I was definitely part of that Toonami generation where we would watch Gundam Wing and Dragon Ball, and then on Saturday mornings you definitely see Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon, or we stayed up a little bit too late, you can see Cowboy Bebop, Ghost in the Shell, or Inuyasha wakes you up in the middle of the night because of loud exit music. This is the first anime I watched where I actually understood, oh shoot, this is anime. And I'm talking about a little anime known as Soul Eater. Let's start it off with some basic information about the show, the manga, etc. So, the manga was originally created by Atsushi Okubo. I apologize, I'm a dumb American. Despite watching so much anime, I don't know how to pronunciate all these words and names, so bear with me, I apologize. They are known for Soul Eater, obviously, a spinoff called Soul Eater Not, and also Fire Force, which we will eventually get to Fire Force, believe me. The manga's run started in 2003 and ended in 2013 with 25 volumes. The anime in question started in 2008, ended in 2009, and has a 51-episode run. As of this recording, you can watch it on Hulu or Crunchyroll. I do get Crunchyroll out here in space. I don't know how. I don't know if their Wi-Fi works like that. I don't know. I can see, like, the reviews and everything, but for some reason I can't put out signals, just this transmission. So, I mean, I'm not completely cut off, but it doesn't help that I can't communicate. That's despite the point. On Crunchyroll, the anime has a 4.8 out of 5 star review, which I think is well deserved. Now I'm gonna go ahead and give you a lore dump. Just a little bit of a synopsis so you know the overall theme story of this without any spoilers. Mostly the stuff is explained in the very first episode, so you're not missing much. Again, this is just supposed to be a taster so you know what to expect. I gotta put my anime narrator voice on real quick, hold on.
Set at Death Weapon Meister Academy, or DWMA for short, this series revolves around a partnership between a weapon meister and a human weapon. Trying to reach the rank of Death Scythe, they must collect 99 evil human souls and one witch soul. Death Weapons, or Death Scythe, is the highest honor weapons and meisters can achieve, with the weapon being used by no other than the Grim Reaper himself, to help and protect the world from evil souls and even greater threats.
Ooh, sorry, that's a little hard on the throat to keep up for a long time. Anyways, every anime has its power source or its theme, the thing that basically makes the whole world turn. For things like Naruto, it's all about your chakra. Or like in Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball, it's all about your ki. Every anime has some sort of energy source or something that they harness in order to do the crazy, cool things that we all love. For Soul Eater, it's all about soul wavelength and soul resonance. They explain that as basically what type of energy comes off of your actual soul. And everyone's soul is, it's different. It changes based on who you are and how well you feel things or how you interact with people. And then the concept of soul resonance is that the weapon and the Meister, they exchange their wavelength back and forth to the point where they explain in the anime, it's like one, the weapon user has a guitar, like a metal guitar, and he's strumming. You can hear the strings, but doesn't really do much. The weapon is like their amp. They plug it in. Now suddenly you can hear everything that guy is doing on the guitar. But then the energy coming off the amp fuels that guy to start playing a little bit harder. You know, you know when you hear an acoustic guitar versus a metal shred, it has a different vibe. And that's the concept, is they feed the energy back to each other. And that allows them to do these off-the-wall, insane things. I won't give too much. You just have to watch and see. Now we're going to get into the characters. I try to keep it to main characters, which most animes, it's like one or two people. The thing about Soul Eater, though, is that we have three teams that make up our main group of characters. But we're going to start with the duo that the show is centered on. First being Maka Albarn. She is the daughter of the current residing Death Scythe, Spirit Albarn. Yes, his name's Spirit. She strives to be like her mother, who was Spirit's Meister and helped to make him a Death Scythe. She mainly gives all the credit to her mother because she doesn't approve of her father's womanizing ways. Maka and Spirit have a very funny dynamic. He's very much a father trying to get the approval of a daughter who just doesn't care that much about him. And it's very comical. I do like their dynamic. Her weapon partner is what the show's named after, Soul Eater Evans. I don't know why they named their kid Soul Eater. I know it's the show, but there's no way they knew he was going to be eating souls when he was a baby. I don't know. Don't think too hard about it. Soul Eater was born from a family of musicians. Soul is an actual scythe. You have to specify that because there's a lot of characters who are weapons that are not scythes. Like we got guns, spears, gloves. Like there's a plethora of different type of weapons. But Soul is an actual scythe. So it makes sense. He is, quote unquote, the cool kid. He's mainly aloof and reserved. He's very much the yin to Maka's yang. Maka is very much, you know, very by the book. She has a book with her all the time. She wants to be the best student she could be. And Soul acts like he doesn't care about anything. They're the perfect yin-yang duo. The next two, we're going to talk about Black Star and Tsubaki. Black Star is the not-so-stealthy ninja. He is the star of the show, and he has no problem letting everyone know. He is the last survivor of the Star Clan, a group of infamous ninja-like assassins. Despite having a plethora of raw talent as a ninja, he busts in headfirst and shows everyone why he's top billing, and everyone else is just a supporting role. It's literally the funniest thing. They'll be stealthing, hiding from, like, these evil people, and, you know, he has the upper hand, but then he'll just jump in and let everyone know he's there. He's very much the star of the show, hence his name, Black Star. Tsubaki is his weapon partner. Again, the exact opposite of Black Star. Tsubaki is kind, caring, and actually knows how to be a ninja. She's constantly reminding Black Star of the proper technique and apologizing for him whenever he gets out of hand. Tsubaki is one of the coolest weapons on the show because she has a very rare multi-form ability where she could be a number of different ninja weapons such as a ninja blade or a giant ninja star. Next is my favorite character out of the three. His name is Death the Kid. He is quite literally the son of Lord Death himself. Full of raw talent and spirit, Death the Kid, or Kid for short, is the successor to the Grim Reaper. He has one major flaw, though. He is obsessed with symmetry to the point that it's debilitating. He will leave an active mission if he thinks a painting at home was slightly crooked. He is the worst OCD when it comes to symmetry. Or if he sees something that he believes is perfectly symmetrical, he will just sit there for an hour and look at it, because that's his thing, is symmetry. Which is ironic, because his black hair, he has three white stripes only on one side of his head, and it drives him crazy. He tries to dye it, but because of his Shinigami characteristics, he can't get rid of them. So Kid doesn't have one weapon. To feed his need for symmetry, Kid has two weapons. He wields two Beretta 9mm pistols named Liz and Patty. They were ruffians who used to run the streets of New York before meeting the Kid. Liz is the older of the two, who cares more about her self-preservation and looks. Patty is bright and carefree to the point that she seems a little bit too childlike. Together, they adapt well enough to keep Kid's OCD in check. They don't use bullets, but instead compressed soul wavelength. Death the Kid has an iconic pistol grip that shows him holding the pistols inverted and using his pinkies to fire triggers. It's something I used to do as a kid. You get toy guns and hold them upside down like an idiot. Obviously, it wouldn't work in real life, but this is anime shenanigans, so it looks cool because it's cool. That's pretty much the show. So the alien guy said I have to rate this somehow, but he didn't tell me how I should do it. I got an idea. I'm gonna take a page out of One Punch Man's book, which is another anime, which we will cover eventually. I'm gonna give it a letter rank first between S and D. Obviously, S being the best and D being the worst. And amongst those, I'll give them this standing. For example, A1, A2. That way you know what category these things are in and basically how they rank against each other. I think that's a cool idea. If I get bored or I change it, I'll let you know. So it might be the nostalgia talking, but I love this anime. It's definitely one I tend to rewatch often. Even my younger sisters love it to the point where one of them has the opening phrase on a tattoo. And that phrase is something I like to live by a little bit. It says, "A sound soul resides within a sound mind and a sound body," which even out of context, that's just a great rule to live by. So I'm going to give Soul Eater a rank of A5. I think it's a solid show with a plethora of different characters, ranging from animal-themed witches to armed teenagers. The animation is good, and the atmosphere of the world is a dark fantasy with a little bit of horror. There's a little bit of gore and blood, but not so much that it's overbearing. The show's music goes from fun and jumpy to dark and stressful seamlessly. To this day, one of my favorite outros from a show comes from Soul Eater. It features Strength by Abingdon Boys School, and it goes so well with the feel of the show at that point. It doesn't come in until later in the seasons, but at that point, the energy of that song matches. It's chef's kiss. It's one of my favorite outros. It's over 9,000. The only downside to the show is that it caught up to the manga too quickly. Definitely had a Fullmetal Alchemist issue. So it runs out of source material about halfway and goes dramatically different direction than the manga did. Which, if you read the manga or if you do read the manga, I hear it goes drastically different, something I would have loved to see animated, but we just didn't get that. So when the conversation comes about which anime should get a reboot, Soul Eater is definitely top of my list for that. Well, guys, I guess that's all I have. I can't really tell you anymore without ruining the show, and I don't want to ruin the show. I just gotta say, just go watch it. I think A5 is a good ranking for it. It's not the best anime in the world, but I think it's a very good anime. So if you got time for about 50 episodes, you could binge it. It's got complete start to finish. It's not a hard watch. There's not a lot of filler. And there's a bunch of stuff in between the main plot points to keep you engaged. If you like a little bit of dark horror and spookiness, there's a lot of iconography in this show that you'll probably really like. So just go watch it. Well, I guess that's it for me. Like I said, my name is Ruben. And if you can, please send help. If you need to see what I look like to report it to the police, the CIA, NASA, whoever, you can find me at Instagram at RecMatrix. That's R-E-C Matrix. I go by the blue color of Sad Boy. If you like music, anime, picking heavy things up, putting them down, you can find me there. Well, I guess you won't find me there anymore. If someone is posting as me, I don't think that's me. Or if that's the case, what you could do is you could follow my friends at the Horrible People's Network. They got a bunch of other shows there that you may like, but mostly tell them I need help. That's going to be HORRORBLE People's Network. We got a horror movies podcast. We got a D&D podcast, which I'm on, so I don't know how... they're going to notice that I'm gone, I hope. There's a bunch of stuff there. Give us a look. I guess in the meantime, just remember a sound soul resides in a sound mind and a sound body. Okay, the ending was cool, but how do I turn this off? Okay, now the light's red. Does that mean...
Music on this episode was Resonance by TM Revolution, Paper Moon by Tommy Heavenly Six, and Strength by Avenue Boys School.